You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 135, Jesus' brothers. Today's challenge. Scripture mentions Jesus had at least four brothers, James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. Mark 6:3. Therefore, Mary could not have remained a virgin after the birth of Christ. Today's defense. Just because someone is described as a brother doesn't mean they had the same mother. The word is used more than one way. The most common use of brother is for a male sibling who has the same mother and father. That is a full brother. However, Jesus had no full brothers, for Joseph was not his biological father. Matthew 1:18, Luke 1:26-35. This means that when Scripture refers to the brothers of Jesus, it is not using the term in the most common sense. The term can also refer to a brother who has one parent in common, a half-brother. This option is preferred by those who hold that Mary did not remain a virgin. However, it's not the only option. The word can refer to a brother by marriage, a stepbrother, or to a brother by adoption, an adopted brother, and there are other uses still. It can be used for close relations. Genesis 12:5 and 14:12 make it clear that Lot was the son of Abraham's brother, that is, his nephew. But Genesis 14:14 and 14:16 describe Lot as Abraham's brother, in Hebrew, ach. And Abraham describes himself and Lot as brothers, achim, in Genesis 13:8. Thus, the fact brother is used doesn't show Mary had other children. If we had no evidence for the virgin birth, then the most natural understanding of Jesus' brothers would be full brothers, children of both Joseph and Mary. But we do have evidence of the virgin birth, so we must seek another understanding. In the same way, if we had no evidence that Mary remained a virgin, then it would be reasonable to think Jesus' brothers were half-brothers, fellow sons of Mary. But we do have evidence that Mary remained a virgin, meaning we must look to another sense. See Day 188. Tip. The earliest reference we have to who the brothers were is in the 2nd century document called the Proto-Evangelium of James. It says that they were stepbrothers, children of Joseph, a widower, by a former marriage. Later, the idea the brothers were close relations, such as cousins, also became popular.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.